Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the new you. And I'm going to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, where we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." People long for transformation. It's easy to see on media all kinds of the stories of someone who became someone or something new. The flabby become fit. The plain become beautiful. The weak become strong. These stories catch our attention because there's a God-given longing in each one of us for transformation. Physical appearance is relatively easy to change, but it's much more difficult to genuinely become a new person. No one has the power to make themselves a person made in the image of Jesus Christ. But Jesus can and does change his people. And once he does, then those people are called to go out and live like they are. You could call it the new you. This promise of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, is remarkably broad. It's for anyone. It doesn't matter what class, what race, what nationality, what language, or what level of intelligence you have. In Jesus Christ, anyone can be a new creation. However, this is a promise for anyone who is in Christ. This is not a promise for those who are in themselves, or in the religion of men, or in someone or something else. No, this is for those who are in Christ. You see, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul taught the great principle of regeneration. Jesus Christ changes those who come to him by faith and who are in Christ. The saved are not just forgiven. They are changed into a new creation. In 1954, Billy Graham led a remarkable crusade in London. It lasted for weeks and weeks, and ever since, Billy has met people all over the world who were brought to Jesus Christ during that crusade. One story was worthy of mention. One of Billy Graham's associates noted that two men came into the crowded arena, and the men sat near the back. They apparently didn't know each other. But in just a few moments of loud conversation, they found two things to agree upon. Number one, they didn't like Americans, like the visiting Billy Graham. And number two, they especially did not like American evangelists like Billy Graham. They both agreed that they had quite enough of it all, and that they both agreed that they had just come to see the show and to make fun of it. So they sat in the back and joked around through the whole service. But as Billy Graham presented the message of the gospel, the good news of who Jesus is and what he's done, especially in his sacrificial death and victorious resurrection, the hearts of both men were touched by the Holy Spirit of God. Both men recognized their need for salvation, and they decided to go forward at the invitation to express their faith and to commit their lives to Jesus Christ. The first man turned to his new companion and said, "I'm going forward." And the other one said, "I am too. And here's your wallet back. I'm a pickpocket." Friends, that's evidence of new life in Jesus Christ. And this is what God wants to work in our lives. Have you been made new in Jesus Christ? If you are you living like it?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.